just like these thumb drives. Magnificent.
They matter. Thumb drives matter.
No way to start a show. We haven't really begun, so
maybe this won't make it.
I would say all drives matter, Mike.
All drives matter.
Hard drives.
Yep.
Flash drives.
Pinky drives.
Micro SD card drives.
Things that drive me crazy matter.
Index. Commitment finger drives.
What?
The movie drive.
Middle finger drive.
Yep.
Should be a long show, guys.
Yep.
Because it's a thumb drive, Tyja.
Sex drives.
Yeah.
Sex drives matter.
Yep. The only thing I don't like is that car song drive.
That's the next thing we're to market, right? It's after disaster libido enhancement pills.
Yep.
I would say it's we offer that every week.
Soothing tones of our voices.
Once people see you have one new podcast, and they see after disaster, they get.
Why are you not going to play the effect? I'd appreciate it if you played the effect.
Which one?
I was kidding.
I'd like to hear some girls call in and tell us what about the show.
I don't have boing.
You don't?
It's not easily accessible.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry. I got it.
I have the zipper.
Boing. I got that baby loaded up.
Why is your dog got to be barking or growling at my dog? Why does that have to happen?
Well, I don't have a dog, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You should get one. Welcome to After Disaster, everybody. I am Anderson Cowan. Am I going my full name now? Anderson Cowan over here, and there's Mike Carano sitting directly next to me on my right. And mm-hmm. there's Ty Askew, also to my right. We're sitting in a breakfast nook in my own house.
Cool. It's cool.
In
like
my
it.
Home. The Pab boys were nice enough to come out to my place because I'm sick.
Okay, real quick. That's a great vintage-looking chair. Where'd you get that?
Mike is referring to a shitty chair that I got from my computer in the living room, and it's white and it's cool looking. Cost $60, and it's maybe the most uncomfortable chair I've ever.
Where'd you
sat.
Get it?
I got it online somewhere. I think
I'm
Amazon.
I'm gonna go buy one right now.
You can have that one.
Is it really uncomfortable?
You have to try it before you make that.
No,
purchase.
That's not how I work. I buy two.
I have relevant furniture regret stories.
Really?
Perfect to what you're
Let's
talking.
Go,
Should
man.
We start off on. With furniture regret?
All furniture, all the time.
So, three nights ago, I don't know, Lauren goes, look at this couch. This would be pretty cool in here, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She's been lobbying for a new couch for a long-ass time.
Just to let the listener know, Tyler has moved to the left of me now.
Is that how you're...
I have. I felt the dog getting territorial.
Is that how your relationship works?
Corner?
You have to lobby each other for mutual decisions?
Yeah, have you ever been in a relationship
no.
before?
No.
He really hasn't. Mike hasn't really been in a relationship. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, he's been in a relationship where, like, you know, there's physical contact and whatnot and the mm-hmm. phone calls, but it's not, like, the actual relationship.
I guess it's true that it's never been, like, you've never been shopping and seen something you like. And
How
thought,
many times have you woke up next to a girl?
Not a lot.
Yeah. See? But yeah. He's done his fair share of banging.
In fact, I'll be honest with you. Like, mm-hmm. the only girlfriend I ever woke up next to a lot was 20-something years ago.
Mm.
The last relationship, we would just...
Did you wake up to a woman with scissors around your penis?
Not yet.
Because it seems like you had some kind of traumatic event that caused you to say never again.
I have had some traumatic events. I've had people do very weird emotional things.
While you're sleeping next to them?
Like
cut your hair? Shave you your mustache out of your beard?
Does that happen to you?
I don't know. Is that
no.
possible?
I sleep next
hey,
to
you
my
know
wife.
What? Have you ever seen that? You ever seen a guy with a big beard get a mustache shaved out of his beard?
Yeah.
Really?
Amish people. Well, I've not seen it happen, but
like
that's
he's
how
got the
Amish.
Big beard, and then underneath his lip is a mustache shaved in the beard.
Oh, like a, just like a patch missing.
Yeah, but it's like a shape
just
of shape
like
of
negative
a
space.
Stereotypical
so you just have mutton chops.
Barbershop quartet mustache.
I like the idea of like yeah, you know, because the mustaches are a thing right now. Like they're like print on like cups and
yeah.
shirts
yeah.
and
yeah.
I guess
cup,
kind of
this cup you're drinking out of has mustaches on it.
Yep.
I just got
round
mustaches.
Orange mustaches.
For my baby, in fact. Where
Why?
Are they?
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?
It's a weird thing.
It's a very odd gift to get, but I got it from a friend, and I like the idea of having a beard and like shaving that shape of a mustache into like this on your cheek. Oh. Yeah. So it's like, you know what? It's like a full beard, and then you have like negative space where it looks like a Fu Manchu. Or like
you can't do Fu Manchu. It's got to be that like, oh, I'll sign up to the bar, see? Let me give you a shave, one of those mustaches.
So you have like a mustache in your beard.
I don't get the why are you put one on your baby? Sounds kind of hipster.
A friend gave it to me.
Hmm.
Where are you going?
That's almost as bad as
you gotta throw up.
Getting your newborn baby a child fleshlight.
It's all you're right. It's almost.
That's very close.
Look at that.
So those are the mustaches.
Mustache.
Shave one of those designs in your beard. All right, let's get off.
Why don't you cut one of these into the old AH? Put that on the baby.
What's AH?
Adolf.
Oh.
Give the kid the Hitler right out of the chute.
Do you think if Hitler was among us, let's say ghosts are real.
You know, I would say okay. He's always among us.
And like he walked into a store that sold like these little fake mustaches.
I'm raising my heart.
Do you think part of him was like, I wonder if they have mine. And then he gets a little bit like let down when like he's like, you'd think that maybe for Charlie Chaplin, they would have one. And I could pretend that it was for me.
Yeah, I think.
Do you think he would be let down and sad?
I don't think at the time his was considered his. I think it was probably a fashion statement because it's like saying
a fascist statement.
Yeah, Tyler. It's like if a guy from the 20s walked into Aha's and saw these fake mustaches, he would be going, "Ah, there's mine." See?
I finally saw one of those the other day, and I was like, "Ah, oh, this idiot." Yep.
There's mine. There's my mustache, and you'd be like, "That's every fucking guy walking down New York wearing suspenders and a flood pants."
And I think that's how it is right now too.
Yeah,
that's the case.
Do you think he felt bad that he killed off that stash? Because clearly he liked that stash.
I think he was probably dead before he had time to look back on it in retrospect and think about what he did.
And he should feel a lot of like solace and warmth that Jordan brought it back. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He should be very happy about that.
I think if Hitler lived like another
such
10
such a fucking
10
weird
years,
move. Was that not the weirdest move of
yeah,
all?
Yeah. I never saw it, but I heard about
you
it.
Never saw
it? Times,
I'm looking it up right now to show you. You have to see it.
I would like to
that
see
that is honestly that's almost more narcissistic than however narcissistic Hitler was to be like I'm gonna take the Hitler mustache
that's
back.
Right make it my own
I can do
that's
it right.
I never got that feeling from Jordan though.
Hey
whoa what just
hey!
Happened did he bite him
I don't he
I
mean
yeah
Stanley never cries like that. I guess there's only one thing to do and I gotta just hold Stanley for the
I
dirt.
Think he didn't like that Stanley wanted to get on my bricks. That is not okay, buddy.
Dog violence on the show.
That's kind of frightening, actually.
Briggs, sit down.
I've never heard Stanley squeal.
I know. It's tough to make him squeal. He's a tough dude. Speaking of tough, I am not. Went out last night. Mike, I saw you for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Got back from camp, and last night we had our annual event that happens the night after camp where a few of us get together and share stories and a few drinks, and everything was going swimmingly until I had about 5 beers over 4 hours, probably.
That's
which it's
not too
a
bad.
Lot.
That's not a lot.
Just finished my night with a bunch of water and some food, late night food from a bar, which is probably all not right. wise.
Dicey.
And I spent the entire night throwing up.
Anyone else get sick?
I have not reached out. In case they haven't, I don't want to be like the one guy like anyone else. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ate mozzarella and
that's embarrassing. You don't want to call the other people and go, anyone else poop in their car?
Well, it wasn't that. I get home and I've been hurling. I cannot keep anything. I couldn't keep water down last night. It was bad times.
Yeah, have you tried taping your mouth shut?
It would come out my nose, probably.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I've had the hangovers that were so bad that it was just like constantly. Is God, that, I don't miss that one.
I can feel a little bit of the hangover, a little bit, but it's much other. So I was going to cancel the show, or at least cancel my participation in the show today. I had to cancel 2 Sex with Emily shows that I had scheduled. I had to cancel Cinematics. I think I'm going to try and muster strength to go do the Film Ball. But I appreciate you guys coming out to my house to make it.
Manning up to do the show. And I don't appreciate that I use the term manning up because I hate that term. And I meant to say cowboy up.
That's far
worse. I don't like
worse.
That one either. It's
far
that's
worse.
Far worse.
It's
far worse.
You appreciate
it's,
me.
It's, now it's Dwayne Johnson up.
What? No, it's not. Is it? Rocking up?
The Rock seemed to have some problems with Vin Diesel, and I appreciated that he's outspoken about it.
What was the... I don't want to know, actually.
Yeah.
I saw...
What was it, actually? I don't want to know.
I saw Justin Bieber's penis. That was fun.
Where'd you see that?
You mean Orlando Bloom's?
No, Justin Bieber's. The Biebs peen was seen. Yeah.
That was a while ago.
At the hotel last night?
No, there was one like on the boat from a while ago. I remember right. that. No. But no, like this is like full throttle. He's in Hawaii.
Was he cowboying up?
Jillian showed me, and he really manned up with his peen out.
Are you sure it was Justin?
Jillian's, yeah, well, I'm sure it's Justin. I know my Justin Bieber, yes. Yeah. And I think it happened. I asked her to fill me in on what happened while I was at
camp.
I did
not know about this. The Bloom penis was everywhere.
Why'd his penis get exposed?
He was just paddleboarding in Italy with Katy Perry, and he was just full naked. Paddleboarding with just dong out.
There's Michael Jordan with his stash, with his Hitler stash. Just show
that doesn't
to
look too bad on him.
Bricks, come
you can pull it off. You know you got something going if you can pull off the Hitler stash.
The one that confuses me the most is the John Waters skinny one right above the lip.
You know why he has that? John Waters, filmmaker, John Waters, Pink Flamingo.
It doesn't confuse me that he has it, but when other people get that one, because it sort of says to the outside world, I'm a gay pedophile.
Or I Fight Bulls.
Yeah, I Fight Bulls is a real one. Or I'm a Little Richie fan. Little Richie?
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's
Richie
why,
Rich?
I think we've talked about this on the show, but that's why John Waters got that mustache. I
guarantee we've talked about this mustache.
He told me that personally.
Oh, yeah?
He told me that personally. I actually asked him.
You know what he told me personally? He's never heard of you. It's weird.
I'm sure he's never heard of me, but we did have a nice conversation when he was on Loveline years ago.
How many celebrities do we actually know that don't know us that know us? Isn't that weird? Isn't that a weird
one? No, especially you, Mike.
But people are like, do you know so-and-so? I'm like, I know them, but I don't know them. Like, they will come over and say hi to me, but we don't know each other. I will say hi to them.
What do you mean?
And from the outside. Well, like, I'll see people, like, at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And someone will come over and say, oh, well, Jay Leno's a good one. He'll come over and go, hey, how you doing? I'm like, good. And then I'm like, it appears to the outside world like we're old friends. But realistically, I barely know him.
Right. But
barely.
It's a familiar face. It's like he works at your work sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. That's totally what it is.
I don't get that much because I tried, when all my years at Loveline, I tried to not have any interaction with the guests.
Especially the ones that you like.
Yeah, especially the ones I like.
That's how you do it.
It's what you
got
to do.
Yeah, that's why that's the way we're at.
Take a look at us now.
That's why we're at a kitchen table out in Reseda.
No, Tarzana.
Don't tell people where he lives.
Tarzana. The P.O. Box, but we're by the P.O. Box. Hey, we could be doing this in the office where it even sounds better.
We could
be
doing it in the P.O. Box.
In the Cold Cockle office where I do cinematics, but I decided to do it.
We should do a P.O. Box cast. We could just put like our pinkies in.
Like when Geraldo opened what's his fuck's glove box?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Olympics for a second.
All right. I never told my furniture story.
And one second.
We got to get back to the couch.
Yeah. So basically, we ordered a couch on Living Spaces.
Did you go sit in it first? Because you can do that.
Okay, good. Bye today.
We went and sat in it.
Wait, sleeping
tonight?
Sleeping tonight?
Yeah.
Is that a national thing? Tonight.
Is that a national thing?
Living Spaces?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. It's a big furniture store.
So we went and tried it out, liked it. The big L couch, you know.
You went to Living Spaces.
Went to Living Spaces.
Which town?
Monrovia.
Why are we doing that?
I'm curious because I'm curious about this whole furniture because I heard a furniture buying story yesterday and I'm curious about what it's like to buy furniture. I've never done it
for two.
I've never bought
furniture
before.
You've never bought furniture?
No. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. I bought a bed.
Of course, you've bought furniture before.
Yeah.
You're a 50-year-old man. You've bought furniture.
I bought a bed.
Uh huh.
I had it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Does that count?
Yes, that's buying furniture, Michael.
All right.
How would that not count?
I've never gone out and went, I want this couch, have it delivered, I want that table.
Why wouldn't you do that? It's one of the few pleasures in life
never
is buying things that you'll sit in for long periods
down,
of time.
Like this chair that Anderson loves.
I hate it so much.
Did you just buy it for the aesthetic value? Because that's what I like it for.
I like the aesthetic value a lot, and I thought I wanted to slip underneath that desk over there that you see with the computer on it.
I want
to
slip underneath that desk, too.
What are you talking about? Okay, Tyler, please, commence.
I am commenting.
So you're at Living Spaces. Living life to its fullest.
We find a couch we enjoyed. Mm-hmm. We buy it. Mm-hmm. I came back yesterday and picked it up. Mm-hmm. Rented a U-Haul because I wasn't paying $100 for them to drop it off.
$100.
How
not
did that save you?
The U-Haul was $50 all said and done.
This is riveting.
Pretty good.
I think it's worth the hunts to get
plus,
someone
I had
else
to get out the other couch and drop it off my in-laws.
Okay. Okay. So, got it. Got it.
Stealing birds, one stone.
Got it.
And as we're setting it up, we're like, oh, this doesn't work in our living room at all. We've made a terrible mistake.
Looks wise or size wise?
Size wise, we had measured it out and thought it like worked. And then it's one of those things where once you actually see it there, you're like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And so we kind of took it apart for a second and realized, oh, it looks good with one piece over there against the wall and one piece over here. So we're looking at the clock. It's like 8 o'clock and Living Space closes at 9. And if you do a return and then pick something else out, it's only a 5% like restocking fee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we jumped in the car and swallowed our pride and walked up to the man and said, hi, we bought something yesterday. We'd like to return it and we'd like to get this more expensive set instead.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually was very pleasant and they were very nice. And
yeah,
obviously because
so
it happens to them all the time. But for me, it was like...
They
like
the fact you can speak English.
Of course.
It's horrible. Just imagine driving off the lot in your new car and you're instantly you're like, I don't want this.
Yep.
And then trying
to
suck it up
twice.
And go back.
Two cars that I've bought.
Really?
Yes.
You went back?
One, I was driving at home. No, I didn't go back though. The one that I drive right now, immediate regret as I was driving off the lot. I'm like, this is impossible to drive. It's giant. I can't see. There's like numerous blind spots. I hate this fucking car. Huge regret.
God, I'm so lucky that doesn't happen because I never test drive. I just buy.
And then I bought another car, like a used car, and I was like 5 miles away from the lot where I just bought it, and it's overheating and smoke billowing out of the... I slept at the fucking... I bought it from one of those like little joints that you see like on the corner. Yeah. It's like...
Like no, the one under the overpass by K-Rock?
No money, no credit, no problem. So I bought it from one of those guys. And
no good.
His name was Sam. He was from the Middle East. He was a fucking character, and I ended up sleeping at his house that night. I went back, and I called him up, and he had to like send a tow truck... This is my nightmare.
How'd you get to his house?
And I didn't have, in his car with him. And he's like, where you got to be tonight? I'm like, I was going to go home to my girlfriend's house. He's like, yeah, just stay with me. I'll buy you some falafels. We went and had falafels.
Wait, how far was this from your home?
He lived in Glendale.
Oh, he lived in Glendale.
And he told me about a scam that he was going to pull on the United States. And he had, I forgot how much this guy. He had about, I want to say 15 to 20 credit cards. And he pulls it out, and there was rubber bands around them, and they were all his, and they were all in his name. And he says, over $100,000 in credit. One day, I use all the same day, go home, never come back. I'm like, it's a good plan, Sam.
I mean, that, honestly, that's not, what are they going to do?
I don't know if he did it, but I slept on his couch, and it was uncomfortable.
That's, what's he going to buy?
Was the couch uncomfortable, or the experience?
He can take
the
entire
experience.
And $100,000, what's that going to get him through a year?
What time did you get up in the morning? Did you, like, wait,
I went to work with him.
Did he give you a new car?
This might be the weirdest thing you've ever done, because I find this whole thing disturbing. I would rather walk around.
The man's telling you how he's going to steal a bunch of money.
He's a character, though.
He's going to bury you in his backyard.
But it's also weird when a car salesman says, you can sleep at my house. You can just sleep at my house.
This is, I want to say, like, this is like 96, 97.
What car was it?
It was a Ford Probe. And then the tire and the front end blew out when I was on the freeway once. Ripped off the entire front end. It's the fastest car I ever had, though. Somebody, like, whoever had it before me, like, souped up the engine. It was very fast. Very good car. I enjoyed it. Very good. Very good car.
Did he fix it and then give it back to you?
I ended up getting it back. I remember my mom was involved somehow. I think we were using part of her credit because I was a kid. I remember my mom and I being in his car at one point, and he was like the craziest.
Did your mom spend the night too?
Insane driver. No, that was, like, I think before.
Hey, mom, what time are you going to be home? I'm at, Sam's house.
I meant no credit. You know, no credit,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah, no credit, Sam.
He's
no
also
credit,
got a
no
credit
problem.
B&B.
His name was Sam, and he was a character, and I liked him. You never understood fear of being in a car until you're in Sam's car. It was like a roller coaster. Everything was just...
What was he driving?
Just
everything
it.
You're
he
telling
would,
us
every time
makes
it, was a
it
car.
Weirder and weirder that you just spend the night at a stranger's house.
Who
owns
take
a car
care of my
dealership?
Own. I've always liked sleeping in various places. I like waking up in different places. So I've always enjoyed that about life.
Well, we should pull a version of the game on you, where we just drug you and knock you out and then wake you up somewhere.
I would like that. I would
You're like
that.
On a raft in the middle of the Salton Sea.
It'd be kind of fun trying to figure it out. I think I'd enjoy that.
What would be?
You're on a raft in the middle of the Salton Sea, and then all you see approaching you is a seagull with a hypodermic needle that drops it on you, and then you're out again. The next thing that happens is you wake up in the middle of the desert.
would you be more upset about, like, waking up in, like, let's say Mexico, or waking up in a house you didn't know where it was, and you get outside and it was Rotun's house, and you're just across the street?
Oh, that would be
that's
so
worse,
upsetting.
Right? That's worse.
Wow.
And she's sitting on the edge of the bed, wiping off her crotch.
No,
like no, sex. No, Jesus,
Michael,
Christ.
You just
Michael,
had sex with her.
Wiping, oh, Michael.
She's like toweling off.
Yeah, we
she's
get
toweling
it.
Off. We understand the image that you're trying to force into our heads. For those of you who might not know, Rotund is the nickname that I've given a neighbor girl.
For those of you
who
don't
across
know,
the street,
it's very uncomfortable.
Why? Oh, yeah. What
for people who
saying?
Don't know.
I was
going to
explain who Rotund was before the toweling of the crotch comment.
This is the what the great thing about this.
She's probably like 16 or 17 now. And
you should just say she's 18.
She's 18 now, so Mike can say that. But no, she
can say it anyway. But
he could.
It's I've never even seen her. Oh, no, that's not true. I did see her.
Yeah, you saw her. She's been talked about on this program quite a bit. Not so much lately because she's been out of sight.
Yeah,
out
she's
of mind.
Probably dead. Her dad killed her.
No, I see her every now and again. She gets a taxi ride home every day at the same time.
From where, I wonder?
I don't fucking know, but it's a taxi every goddamn day.
You should ask
every
her.
Day.
You know how I realized?
Where are you coming from? Frozen yogurt.
Because she's so fat? That's how she talks? Is that what you're saying? It's mean to make fun of fat little girls. That's what we're doing.
That's our brand, though.
That's our go-to. I got to go to the bathroom. Sorry.
It is mean to make fun of
should
fat
Should we go
people.
With you like a... Like,
like Sam? The car salesman. Hey, you can just go in here. You can just go at the table, bro.
Should we point the microphone towards the bathroom and crank it?
When you actually think about it, Like, I'm being serious.
Bricks.
And maybe it's just me because I'm older and I'm more closed-minded than you guys. But are you, like, later on when you think about this story, are you weirded out by it? Because I am.
This the Sam story?
Yeah.
What do you mean later on?
Can you
weirded
fathom,
out about it right now?
But can you fathom going to buy a car and having the car blow up on you and then having the shifty, shifty either going, just stay at my house, and you going, yeah, okay.
No, it's like spending the night at that creepy guy that sold Jack the Beanstalk the three beans.
Yeah.
I'm not going to that guy's house.
Nope.
Here's three beans for your horse. You want to spend the night? Yeah. No, I don't.
That's so funny because we're so opposites because I can't spend the night even in a safe, secure, high-end hotel. Like, I can't sleep well.
No, I know.
Let alone at some shifty car dealership who's trying to plan a scam. It's not even a smart scam. It's a lousy $100,000.
Dude, I've slept everywhere. I've slept on golf courses.
I've slept everywhere. I slept in a bed, on a couch, in a
pile
train,
of trash,
on a bus.
In a car salesman's couch.
Okay. I read a book, or finished the book.
Oh, congratulations.
Camp. Yes, which is big news for me because I don't read much. And The War of Art is the name of the book, which I mentioned on this program a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I should have listened to it again in preparation for this, but
it's
I'm not a psychic.
It's a book about breaking through like resistance and writer's block, kind of, and just you know being afraid of doing what you want to do, being afraid of you know following your calling. There's a lot of spiritual stuff in there. Yep. First two books, or there's three. Stop it. There's three books total. The first two books are all
ancient
about
ancient Chinese secret.
Identifying War resistance, what it looks like, what it feels like, who it attacks, and then the second book is turning pro and you know putting the resistance behind you and fighting it,
putting a knife in the back of your enemies.
And the third book is all, if you recall, it's all about spirituality and how like, you know muses exist in the other realm and they touch you if you open it. It lost.
I must have missed.
So the book
part.
Went from like really helpful, practical applications
to almost religious. And I really hated the last book. I'm actually rereading the first two chapters, if you can call them that. But I remember talking about that book on this program, and Mike said, "Yeah, it kind of weird. It's got a kind of a weird ending. It ends kind of strangely." And he was talking about that. I think
I was more talking about the abruptness of it.
Oh well, that's what I thought at the time. And then as I read it, I'm like, "Oh, this is what Mike was talking about." And I felt awful all week because I'm like, "We had a huge misunderstanding," and I just blew it off. I just thought you were talking about abruptness, so I wanted to talk about it. But no, I guess you were.
No,
all right,
I want to talk about it too because I'm going to listen to it again. I got it on my phone.
Okay, well, just listen to the first two books. Don't listen to the last part. Yeah, however, he does break down ego and self, though, pretty sweetly. I like that.
I think it's helpful information.
For sure it is. All right, never mind.
What did you learn about your ego and yourself?
We all have lots of egos. And you know when people say, oh, yeah, that guy's a really big ego? You know people say that about you all the time?
All the time about me.
Yes. I understand what that means better than ever after reading this book. I used to always just think, oh, yeah, you know, he's like a good-looking guy, he's smart, and like he knows it, and he's cocky, and cocksure and all that, but no, it really means he's so stuck in the material world that he can't even appreciate anything outside of himself.
Oh, that's fascinating. That is actually fascinating.
And that's
because I didn't
painted that.
I like that. Yeah.
And he also talked about getting smashed, getting hammered, getting stoned. All the things that like they're almost always about like beating yourself up or doing something destructive to yourself, and that's trying to break the ego so you can be more with yourself and. That's what he suggested.
But what if you become too self-conscious about that and you're like doing it to prove that like your ego can't be broken by that?
Well,
then your extra ego.
Yeah.
When I'm at camp.
Is the ego versus self? Is it self is the true you and ego is the perceived view of yourself?
Self is supposed to be just your place in the world without thinking about worrying about what other people. Like you out in a meadow smelling flowers and looking at nature is self. You're enjoying yourself. Right. It has nothing to do, even though nowadays kids would probably be out there just selfieing themselves.
Yeah,
fucking egos galore.
Good point.
But when I'm at camp, you know, my ego is much smaller and my self is much bigger because I'm outside of myself or I'm just kind of watching everything and I'm not putting myself into the scenario. I'm just enjoying watching the kids do their things. And camp was good.
That's great.
Mike, what do you think of the camp people you met last night?
They were nice.
Mike
I like
met
them.
A few of them.
Yeah, they were totally
Pun?
Cool. He did not meet Pun. Mm. No. Pun was a camp, though.
They were good. I was surprised that you guys didn't seem as wasted as I thought you would have
been.
Yeah, give
me some camp stories.
So I had 14 and 15-year-old boys. And
boo.
10 of them. We did live in what they call Pond Village, which is over by the...
How many O's are in that?
The pond.
That's what I call my ex-girlfriend's vagina.
It's over by the pond that Michael Jackson donated.
I don't know what that meant. That meant nothing.
There are tadpoles and lily pads.
No, I just meant it's a nice place to visit.
It's a nice place to put your tadpole.
Michael Jackson donated a pond to camp years ago. They call it Jackson Pond.
He dropped it off on one of those firefighting planes.
I believe he donated the money.
There you go.
It had been the skate park.
Yeah.
It's a pond now.
So it's a fishing pond. It's where murder happens daily at camp.
That would be sweet. Okay, three planes in a row. First, it drops the water, then the next one drops like the rocks to be at the bottom, and then the third one drops a bunch of koi.
You know what I just thought of? How sweet would it have been if they would have leased three of those planes for the gathering of the Juggalos.
Fago?
One's got like 500,000 gallons of Fago, then the feathers.
Juggalos are just washing away.
That would be kind of fun to have one of those planes and drop it on like a neighborhood that's really hot and sweltering in the summertime.
Everyone go outside at 1:30 and just stare up.
Get all these lawsuits from broken necks and stuff from thousands of pounds of water hitting some child.
I don't know what to talk about first. So much to get to. I think I should just talk about the award first. Really?
You got an award?
Kind of.
What?
It's hard to explain. Biggest it really is. But there's a bunch of volunteers.
They're hoping that if they give you an award, you'll stop coming back.
Do they call you counselor?
You've achieved the pinnacle.
No, in 1996, I won. Actually, the same year
the same year as the pro.
Slept at Sam's. That was when I
big
won.
Year for you.
20 years ago.
I won the camp award. They used to have a camp award where they would pick
Mike.
one a volunteer who exemplified leadership.
I was 10 years old.
And the first year that they had it was 96, and then they stopped doing it like 4 or 5 years ago.
What if I gotten cancer? I could have met you at camp.
I won that.
You could have met him, become friends, and you could be gone.
Why? I would not have done a show with a camper, I could tell you that much.
Yeah, no way.
You totally could have been a camper. You were 10 years old, 96, when I was winning awards.
That's right.
I could have been your piece de resistance.
I don't know what that means.
I could have been your muse.
Award-winning camp counselor.
You could have achieved your perfect self.
My good friend Brian Border, who I don't do camp now without him.
I got to go search through some boxes and find some Cub Scout awards I won so we can.
Did
be
you
on
really
e-
win
on
awards?
E- of course I did.
I want to talk to you about the cult.
Not trying.
I cheated.
You cheated. Oh, you cheated for the badges.
I had we had the pine.
What'd you get? Tell me about your badges.
The Pinewood Derby, which was the little car race. Everyone gets a block of wood.
Is this before
four
or after the cult? Before the cult.
Before everyone the cult. Gets a block
before
of wood.
Before after the Great Depression.
Block of wood and four wheels.
I remember hearing about this.
And two axles.
Back in the '50s.
And my dad took it to a friend at a body shop, and he hand-lathed the car into an actual race car shape and put a professional paint job on it. Professional with flames and numbers. And then another friend...
God, the other kids must have hated you.
Another friend balanced the wheels.
The ego must have been...
Balanced the
giant,
wheels
giant.
And put lead weights on the
status
bottom of the car so it was right
car.
At the exact limit of the weight, and it was equal weight throughout the entire car, and I won... 100. I won everything.
Yeah.
Best looking, best paint job, fastest.
Best looking, and that wasn't for the cars.
I won every single award, but I didn't win anything because my dad had professionals build the car.
Did you even as a kid feel like it was a hollow victory?
Yes. Well, the first hour, I felt like I'm the greatest thing ever. When I showed up and broke this baby out.
And then you felt no pride at
it
all.
It was a 40s style race car with like the opening.
Where is
and
it
the
now?
I don't know.
Pallet wood.
Okay, when I say it was professionally done, when I say it was
square
professionally,
wheels.
I don't mean it was like kind of good. It was a guy at a body shop.
Right.
Cut it on a lathe,
well,
the body of the car,
I don't know.
With a windshield.
It's like what you'd imagine Santa's elves
open top
you.
With a windshield, and he had it painted
we're
at the body
how
shop.
Good it was.
Yeah, we heard all
what
of that.
I don't, who's worse in this scenario, your dad?
Yeah.
No, my or dad did. The guy who's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I hope you rig this fucking kid's
he might not have known,
Boy Scout
do it.
Championship.
It's equivalent to your mom writing like an essay for you and like winning like awards at school.
Well, my dad has been known to do that a couple of times because then we had Medieval Times Day at like in the fourth grade, and my dad. You've seen the stuff he's made, like the Star Trek set and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My dad made me armor and a sword out of wood that all looked like metal.
Did you win?
Because of the paint job, I didn't really win. I was just.
Is that where your love of what do you call
it? No, that comes from the heart. Whatever you're going to say comes from the heart.
He bought all three of those.
Knights,
and we
armor.
Make ching sounds with them.
Machetes.
Thank you.
I just like danger.
Like
he bought three of them.
I just like danger. I like putting myself in dangerous situations, like making bad decisions. I like regret.
Mike, what do you think you'd be doing right now at this very moment if you were never put in that cult?
Right now, I'd probably be sitting in my office at... I don't know. I'd probably be sitting in an office selling insurance or something.
You think you'd be married?
Ah, God, I don't know.
Sleeping next to a woman?
You know,
or do you think?
I don't know.
Because Mike Carano
no
is such a unique
goddamn
person.
Goddamn idea. Where
how much
I'd
of that
right
is
now
thanks to the cult, do you think?
I don't know. It's a good. That's an interesting question.
He'd just
there's
be
no
riding around in a hot rod wearing wearing a suit of armor.
I had aspirations. No, that's not true. I didn't have aspirations before that. Because
no?
After that's when I asked my dad for a guitar.
Did he have his friend
after
make it
the cult?
Rick's, hey.
But I don't know. I had no plans. I just was into cars at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really
sit
into
down
cars.
Because you're in there from 12 to 14?
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
Leave Stan alone.
That's exactly right.
Stop attacking my dog, you fuck. Sorry,
I don't know. It's a weird thing to think about that because there is no way to know. But I imagine if I don't know. What about you? Like there.
I never went to the Colts.
No, but I'm saying there's all.
I'd be
there's
exactly
anything.
Right.
Anything could change everything.
I wonder a lot. Like if I had like a normal dad.
Yeah.
Because like living with my dad was somewhat like living in a cult. I'm not taking anything away from your experiences as being in a cult, but
that's
my dad.
All right. That's
was
all right.
So
don't bother diminishing my
fucking
only
insane
part of my identity.
Mm-hmm.
He's
part
the cult
of.
He's the cult guy.
There's the cult guy.
Hey, I'm the cult guy here.
Oh no, I have that show me book too in the back room.
Ooh, we gotta
yes
break that baby out.
Oh,
so
no.
You return
I don't think
the furniture.
I think
we have
disturbing
to look at that.
You
while
return
we
the furniture and it was no problem.
Yeah, they're going
to. Oh, I thought there was a twist.
We're back to the furniture.
I thought there was a twist.
It's a Tyler story.
They're dropping
they're
off the couches
like,
tomorrow,
you know,
taking back the old one. It was more. I kind of underplayed the shame because I like to. I usually don't reveal stories about
personal
shame and making bad decisions. But
I heard a. Well, I was.
Are you happy now? You got a good one? Happy kid?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, I mean,
a guy was telling me.
Gets dropped off tomorrow.
Somebody wanted to tell me they bought some stuff from a furniture store going out of business. They were telling me the story yesterday and how they bought a bed and a bed frame.
Back to furniture store.
Brought it home,
okay,
and it was the wrong all bed right frame size and then returned it. And the guy goes, no refunds. Mm. It's going out of business sale. And he goes, yeah, but you gave me the wrong bed frame. And the guy goes, tough luck. No returns.
Oh, no.
Oh,
anger.
No.
This is like
Seinfeld. Goes,
okay, you come, you sleep in my house. We figure out in the morning.
Well, they got into a blowout about it. And he said, he goes,
it was a blowout sale.
He goes, I went home and I called American Express and said, yeah, they just sold me something I didn't want. And they went, no problem. And they took it off completely. And he still has the bed.
Yes.
Nice.
And
fuck
that,
you.
That led to another story that I thought
more
was
furniture
fantastic.
Also
and
furniture?
No, but listen to this. And he doesn't like
one
this
more furniture
one
story.
He doesn't like this
who
one.
He doesn't like this story?
But I thought the three of us would love it.
Okay, tell
he us decided he wants to treat himself to a nice jacuzzi.
Shrimp dinner. Oh.
Jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Way off.
So he goes out and he buys an $18,000 jacuzzi on his American
seems
Express
expensive
card.
Especially since
he bought
practically give them away in Pomona.
No, they're always like $5,000, $6,000. Right. But he bought a giant $18,000 jacuzzi, put it on his American Express card.
Does it drive too?
Dropped it off. They built the gazebo over it, everything. And then about 2 months later, he asked his wife, he goes, have you seen, was there a charge on the Amex for $18,000? Nope. And then he drives back to the place, and it was padlocked. They were out of business. But he isn't into that. He's like, I want the money off my card. He goes, because I don't
put them out of business.
He thinks they file bankruptcy and they're eventually going to track down the jacuzzi and then want their money like 10 years from now. And he's like, I want to just pay for it. And I was like, no fucking way. That's the best ever. You buy a big ticket item and the place goes out of business.
Yeah. No, that's not your
go, that's the best.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
Breaking? Jacuzzis could be considered a piece of furniture.
Yeah, they could.
So
especially
kind of a furniture
you can
story
sleep in a jacuzzi. Anderson could sleep in a jacuzzi.
I would easily sleep in a jacuzzi.
I guarantee you've slept in a jacuzzi.
I guarantee
both
you have too.
With water
the bottom
and without
of an empty pool. I've slept in the bottom of an empty pool. I remember waking
good
up.
Good thing
and
Michael
like,
Jackson wasn't donating
in
a pond.
In the bottom of an empty pool.
I woke up. Teresa Weed's older sister woke me up. I was probably 13 years old. And
Teresa Weed. She sounds hot.
And she's like, what are you doing? Because her older sister hated me. And she's like, get the fuck out of our garage. I was sleeping on the garage. It was a school night too. I was sleeping on a garage. I remember I lifted my head off of the floor, and there was like grease, like oil all over my face.
And kitty litter.
And slobber. And then I went straight to school. I slept in Teresa Weed's
like,
garage.
This is my new look.
What did you guys do the night before?
Nothing. I just needed a place to stay because I was running away from home again.
Yeah.
Okay. I would run away from home and go like two blocks.
So, per your story, if you didn't have your dad at home, you probably wouldn't have been sleeping in Teresa Weed's.
But let's clarify, you weren't running away from a cult. You were just running away from home.
You're the cult guy. You're the cult.
I'm the only guy that can run away from a cult.
Right.
No one else here can, right?
My dad was a cult of one, though. He was a cult of personality, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the only song
you don't understand from that band. You don't understand what it's like to be a child.
They came to the improv.
Looking at not only your dad.
Black Eyed Peas?
Cult of Personality, then?
Yeah.
You know, he's in Platoon. He's one of the main guys in Platoon. Yeah.
No.
His name's Glover. No, that's the.
Oh, yeah. You know what? In Living Color?
It's not Glover.
Wait, Living Color. Living Color.
Living Color. Yeah. The band.
And they came to the improv.
Cult of Personality.
We were doing
the
a radio
one guy
broadcast.
Is in Platoon because I saw Platoon
it
13
is,
times
it
in the
is
theater.
Glover, right? They were.
No, I think he.
We were doing a live radio broadcast from the patio in San Diego, and they were the guest, and they were at the club at like 8 in the morning. And I was like, this is weird, having a band.
Did they bring any furniture?
What year is it?
Yeah, they did, actually. They rented a U-Haul, 92, 93.
Oh, so it was like when they were peaking.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Where were they peaking at?
That's where I met my girlfriend that day.
The one that you slept with?
No.
The tadpole one?
My long-term girlfriend at that.
Misty Hyman's?
I saw this girl, and I liked her, and I overheard her say she was hungry, and I left and went and got her breakfast, and that's how I won her over, because she was like, I can't believe you actually heard me say that.
Yeah. Smooth move.
Smooth move, or is it like kind of lurker?
And the entire staff was like, she's too young for you. She's too young for you. And then we
you're like, that's, we've all you heard. Said, that's my brand,
we had, like,
baby.
A 4-year relationship. She wasn't too young. I was 27 and she was 20.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's your most sensible.
Yeah.
At the time, yeah. Nowadays, it would be no big deal. Like, Jillian was like 10 years younger than me.
Tony Randall. Tony Randall and I were talking
older?
About it.
Are you name dropping Tony Randall right now?
No, I'm kidding. Tony Randall was 75 when he married his 25-year-old wife.
Tony Randall, the motivational speaker?
Different motive. He motivates in certain ways.
Can like I if you watch the Odd goddamn Couple, award like, that I won.
Yes, please.
So, in kind of a response to that I shouldn't say the name of the actual camp award that was in existence for like 15 years or whatever.
Yeah.
My friend Matt, I'm all over the place. My very good friend Brian, who I can't go to camp without now. He's like my crutch. Like, there's no way I could imagine going. Because I went up there by myself without any good friends a few years ago, and I looked around, and I was the only old counselor, and I didn't have anyone to, like, roll my eyes to and whatnot. So Brian's like my crutch. You met Brian last night, I think, that, very, very briefly.
That kid with no eyes didn't have anyone to roll his eyes to either.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what's unsettling?
My friend from camp who had no eyes.
Yes.
I got no eyes. Jesus.
What?
That white dog over there. Staring right at me.
Okay, that doesn't do anything for the. I got salt and pepper shakers, actually from Tanya Kruger, I believe she. Gave
oh yeah.
Yeah.
My salt and pepper shakers. And I moved them off the kitchen nook. This is going nowhere. So, in response to that award, that I don't think Brian. Actually, I know Brian was not a big fan of it because he thought it was ridiculous. That
he's jealous.
Give an award. He won the award as well. But you give an award to.
Well,
I don't know
what kind
of
award.
I'm not saying too much.
What,
hopefully,
is this like Little League, where everyone gets an award.
No, it's not. It's like that.
Is it like Cub Scouts, where you can have your dad make you a
hot
rod? God,
no
and
callbacks.
Award?
Dad didn't leapfrog everybody.
But it was weird that like people were giving up 9 days of their lives volunteering, doing really hard, emotionally charged work with kids up there, and then somebody at the end of the week gets an award. Like, hey, you did a better job than everyone else. He didn't like
who votes on that award.
Council. You have to get like nominated by another counselor.
Who did you vote for?
I used to be on the board, and I used to actually go through and read the submissions and help pick who got the award for a
but
while.
Who did you want to win that award?
Well, the award has been out of its commission for like 5-6 years maybe now.
At the time when you won, who did you vote for?
I didn't vote for shit. I didn't even know there was an award. It was the first year of the award. I was the first recipient
other
of the
years
award.
Did you vote for yourself?
Rename it after
did
me.
You vote for yourself? That's what I'm getting
no
to.
You can't vote for yourself. It's
they should
be
let only the terminal kids vote.
The children don't vote. It's just the counselors.
Yeah,
the
so there's no repercussions.
Oh, that should be. There should be like a council, the terminal council. That's dark. But
they sit
how
around a
cool
circle.
If they like they have like the ultimate power at camp. Like they like the like the 9 kids or whatever.
I came up with some good ideas about the kids too. I can't remember what they were though.
I like this idea.
I like that you're not protesting my idea.
Yeah, it's
I like
good
it.
To me. I'm too slow. I'm too.
They, they all get like cloaks, and you're like, oh.
The terminal council will determine your fate now, and the 9 sickest kids sit around in their cloaks,
and determine
there's
that fringe
the fate.
Kid who they don't know if
he's he might
sick
be
enough or not
it,
to be on the council.
But he's in. They got to fill
he's
that.
Like, good
nice
news,
seat.
Guys. I got my.
I think
results.
I'd be very upset if I was following any of this. But
nine wheelchairs in a half circle.
In my chest, I can feel my stomach bubbling up, and I'm clammy, so I can't really protest too much, because I don't, I think
you might
I'd
be
upset.
Council,
clammy.
Are you saying bad things about sick kids? Is that what's going on here?
I'm not saying bad things. I'm saying that the sickest kids should get, they get to be a special, like, tribal council.
No one ever likes the word clammy when it's in regards to their body.
Or moist.
Yeah.
The word clammy is never good anytime.
No.
Yeah, if you got soup.
Sweetie, you feel so clammy.
Very clammy.
I love it.
Chowder.
Clam
chowder. Oh. Like you're eating. You're like, wow. It's clammy. A lot of clams. Very clammy.
Yeah.
Clam Oz. Great show.
What is the fucking award you got?
So Brian does a lot of things. Brian's a character, and I was actually thinking about having him on this year program, but I didn't think much happened with camp. He would have been good to back up and collaborate some of the stories mm-hmm. that I tell about camp and whatnot.
Because we're always accusing you of lying.
You kind of are, yeah. But yeah, everything I tell on the show
well,
is true.
Well, that's part of it. You're supposed to do that with people.
So Brian...
You're never supposed to trust anybody.
Does, you know, that's, is that what, Brian... has a contract every year that he gives all the paid staff and like the directors, they have to like abide by his demands, mm-hmm. which are like a little bit extra pool time here and there or like the main
camp. He's the boss?
No, he just has a contract. He's like, if I'm going to come up there and be a volunteer, nice. You have to sign this contract.
Demands.
And he's been doing
Jesus
it for
Christ.
Years and the actual paid staff love it. I mean, it sounds like the worst
and
thing
you could
possibly
do. And
on
page two, hand jobs and massages?
He writes it very concisely, and it's very funny. I was involved in it a little bit more this year, and he has an art gallery, which is very against – it's his own thing. He does his own thing, and it's under the radar, and I like it. And he's very, very – and I'm fearful that he's going to hear this and I'm going to say the wrong thing. So I'm trying – and I can't really think straight. But he also –
make it past the part with the terminal council, so.
He also created – I think that's bad. I think what you're saying is bad about kids. Can't
no, be, it's can't be good. Sure. I mean, it's like –
he created an award
sad that kids are
with
dying.
A trophy that he engraves every year. And
hottest
he gives
kid
it,
with cancer.
No, it's not about the kids. It's about the staff.
Most cancer.
And he awards it to somebody the night after camp. And he has a few people, like invites and all this and that.
Uh-huh.
Turn off your goddamn alert. Right. And I will go get the award because I kind of got it last night.
Wait, what do you mean? Kind of? Did you steal it?
Oh, I saw that award. I saw that trophy. Now presenting the award for least likely to molest a child at camp.
Not what it is about.
Okay.
Ooh, that is
the
a
award.
Significant
the
trophy.
David Jingles Gary Legends of Camp Award.
Mm-hmm.
David Jingles.
Legends he's, come first.
He's the office.
Oh, you have to give this to someone else next year?
No. Yeah, but Brian will award it to somebody else next year. But you saw, see, it happened. Started in 2011, and it's engraved just like the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And it won, the first winner was David Jingles Gary. He works at camp.
Yeah.
And the award is named after him. And then Monica won it two times.
Okay.
Michael Captain won it, who also works at camp. Scotty Cohen won it. He also works at camp. Monica won it again. And then
Cowan.
Last night.
Cowan. Scotty Cowan.
It's Cohen. Last night, I know Scotty Cohen, and that's his name, okay? I know he was there last night. I was hanging out with Scotty Cohen. His name's Cohen. Last night, Jillian hates the fact that
Scotty.
I'm ditching her all the time. I go to camp, and then I come back from camp, and I have to go to this Legends of Camp celebration. She's very upset, and for her sacrifice, Brian awarded her the award. So she won last night. I got to bring it home.
So
it says, Jillian, quote, Anderson's much better half, Cohen.
Yeah. Cohen.
It's kind, of,
you
an,
just said
it's
it was
kind of an insult.
Scotty Cohen above me. My name's Cowan. Do you not know my last name? Do you not know my last name? Do you really think my last name's
Cohen? Let's go sleep at Sammy's.
We don't use the word.
So every year he has to get this made again.
No, he will add a name to it. It's mine for
the
year.
That's what I said. I asked that.
Oh,
no, I said you have to give this up next year.
Oh, I thought you meant do I have to pick somebody who gets it?
Did you drink something out of the little cup like it's the Stanley Cup?
No, and if I didn't do it last night, I'm probably never going to do it. But I'm gonna, and also you have to take a lot of pictures with the award. Like Scotty Cohen, who had it last year, he took it all over Asia.
This sounds kind of immature, but you should rub your penis around the
rim
of the cup.
I'm not gonna do that.
And videotape it, and then next year,
when
if a girl wins it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like wait 2 months because she probably put her mouth on it.
You remember
check
what you said
it out.
I like that it's a cup
not
on top of a crown.
It's very immature.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good looking trophy.
How's your sense of ego after the winning?
Not a bad looking trophy.
My ego, very sky through the roof. That I'm.
What did you do to win this?
An award winner.
Yeah, that's a good
Jillian
question.
Won it. I don't know if you could see that. Her.
Oh, she literally won it.
She literally won it, yes. For sacrificing me up to camp.
Oh.
She sacrificed a lot.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Oh,
bad.
Yeah. I wasn't tracking. I was too distracted by Cohen. But yes.
Why are you distracted with Cohen? Are you confused?
I think it's funny that everyone always says your last name is Cohen, and then your award is after someone named Cohen.
Mm-hmm. It's good. You can see how his name is spelled far differently than mine.
That's Cohen.
Cohen.
So camp was great.
Cohen!
I had 10 kids, three of which had some real issues. One of which had Sotos syndrome, which Sotos syndrome is, I've never dealt with before. I've seen it one other time.
Are those those speakers you can put around the house?
Yeah, it's like Hodor syndrome.
Hodo. No, Sotos syndrome is like gigantism.
Oh.
Yeah. and severe asthma.
Which parts?
Severe scoliosis. Severe scoliosis.
Wheelchair bound?
He wanted to be in the wheelchair a lot, but we kind of, you know, teach social competencies and independence. And
where was it manifesting itself?
Well, he's 15 years old. He had size 15 feet.
Ooh, but were his hands giant too?
Like giant hands.
It's not even though across the body, right? Like head?
Head. Giant head. Big eyes and really bad scoliosis. Really bad asthma.
How is his brain function?
Very slow. He's very delayed.
Okay.
And that the Sotos population has a slightly more bigger chance, a highly likelihood of getting cancer, slightly higher than general population. So he got a double whammy because he got the cancer.
How long do they live?
I don't know. Probably not. I wouldn't imagine. I would imagine it's far below the mean for the general population.
But you're just imagining that. You have nothing to base it on.
And I thought that this kid was going to die. With me a few times this week. I had to like be administering him his
like when you
inhaler.
Were holding a pillow over his head going bye freak.
I slept Michael.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding. It's a poorly thought through
so
joke. Sorry. If it helps, I'll send that kid a letter.
It won't help. It will not help. So
hey, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Was one of the more difficult kids I've had in a long time.
You're probably starstruck.
Since I'm older now, I have much more patience, and I never once like even begun to like lose my patience with him. And he was really difficult because he lives by himself He lives just him and his mom. He's an only child.
How old is he?
In Inglewood, just him and his mom.
Is he?
He's
black?
15. Yeah, and when he gets angry. He just turns into like he sounds like an angry black woman because he, you know, sounds like his mom, and he gets angry quickly. And he's
Find yourself trying to make him mad?
No, because that wasn't trying to find make him unmad a lot because he was mad a lot of the time. But
it's
we have
impossible for him to like make friends.
Calm down. Oh no,
yeah,
you
impossible.
Didn't.
Exactly. Like the main thing that you want to do there is like we have 10 kids, right? And you want to make them all like feel like brothers and like part of a unit and part of like, you know, camaraderie. But it's really hard when you have one kid who's so different than the rest. So that was a huge challenge.
Isn't that
the week.
Weird that they're all there for not for sympathy, but they're all there because
they've gone through something horrific.
Yeah, and then
there's still subsets of people
up.
Being like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
That is weird.
It's very rare, but I had more of it this week than I've had in a long time because there's another little dude in there who's super cute, but he had like 11 siblings and he didn't have many social skills, and he was the first one to like talk shit and laugh at the kid with Sotos. It was very upsetting. I had to pull him aside
a lot.
I'd be like, dude, do you know what the word empathy means? No. And then I explain what empathy
is.
Here's
this book, Art of War. Yeah. Skip the War of Art. What is it?
You should pull down his pants and look at his dick and go, that's a tiny dick. And start telling people, he's got a tiny dick.
Should not. This, once so that, again, so Mike Toronto, worst camp counselor it's ever.
Even, it's even. You even the score.
So Sotos wanted to.
You pull down his pants. You take a picture of his dick and you tell him one more peep out of you. This gets posted everywhere.
I mean, that's a good threat.
Yeah.
Except then solid. He goes to another counselor and says, Counselor Anderson took a photo of my penis.
Then you say he's a liar. Kick him out.
Like that same, the little kid that.
He leaves camp. 10,000.
The little kid that's
a little sack over his shoulder.
He, like.
Abu Ghrabi him.
Last day, another one of my mentally challenged guys in my cabin, who seems, I had him last year too. He seems like he has Down syndrome, but he doesn't look like he has Down syndrome, but everything he does seems like Down syndrome.
He's got secret Down syndrome?
It's like, you know, Down syndrome has like a
he's
specific
got,
face.
He's got low Down syndrome.
He's got low Down syndrome. Tai Chi, that's what he has.
Boz.
That's what he has, the low Down.
Low Down syndrome.
Hey, keep it on the low Down, but.
So.
I've got extra chromosomes.
Low Down syndrome.
Not like, allowed to have phones or anything like that.
Extra chromosome or missing a chromosome?
Missing.
Mm. You need that information for your research or what?
Kids aren't allowed to have phones. Counselors, no phones. Their phones were very unplugged. The community. Yeah. Last day, I got a phone handed to me by one of the directors who found it, and it turned out that it was one of my kids, the Low Down syndrome.
Smuggled
kid.
It in?
No, you can have them. You can bring them to camp. You just have to turn them off, put them in your bag. They got to be out of sight. Mm. Right? And
how
she said he lost this the first day. You know, I got to play snake. And so I'm like, cool, thank you very much. I'll give it back to Low Down syndrome. So I hand it to him. And then the little fucking dude comes out that's been laughing at Sotos all week.
Yeah.
And he goes, psh, That's probably good. What's the cheapest like smartphone you can get? The ZTC or whatever? ZC?
Yeah. HTC?
I don't know. Whatever the cheapest one on the market is, he had it. And he's like, probably is. He takes off the back. He's like, yeah, see? Video is probably terrible. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This kid has low down syndrome. Yeah. And you're normal functioning.
But is he normal functioning? But he has cancer, right?
No, majority of them actually nowadays are siblings, because it's like if you had a sibling
and the smart ass kid, punk kid was a sibling.
I have no idea. I don't ask questions. Sometimes it's obvious because like they're missing limbs. No, I don't be like, hey, you have cancer, or one of your brothers and sisters have cancer, or did they die? Did your sibling die of cancer? Because that happens a lot up there too. Yeah. Like if you're walking
they're
across
missing limbs,
a lot of times like the guy that
had
no eyes.
Wait, so some
people
are just there because they had a sibling that had cancer.
Yeah.
So there's. Pardon the terminology here, but there's like normies.
Yeah,
no, are sibs, a, sibs are, and patients.
That would strike me as weird.
Are the patients
kid,
there too?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We used to
the sibs never go.
But if the kid is a normie and had a brother or sister die from cancer, mm-hmm. and he's going to camp for yeah. emotional reasons, that doesn't seem like it's working. If he's making fun of the other, kids.
I don't know. We get a lot of kids who have issues and baggage on top of that as well. So he was one of them. I told you he had like 11 siblings, I think, or something insane like that.
They live in a shoe.
Fairy
tales.
So I say goodnight to all the kids. I had to tuck them in every night. Okay.
Do you sing them a song?
Living Spaces.
Like oh, you paused for a second.
No, I don't sing them a song. All the counselors go around to each of the bunks and say, hey, you did really good today. Or sing them something positive. And then say goodnight and say tomorrow's going
to
be good.
And
just
you
a little one-on-one
little guy
time.
You're like, I still have that dick picture.
A little one-on-one time. And then I got to the little guy who's a dick. And all I said to him is, got a question for you. I almost used his name. Got a question for you, P. Do you consider yourself selfish? And just immediately like, no. I'm like, all right. He didn't have to answer. Yeah. But just let you know, you come off as an exceptionally selfish person. Good night.
Yep. Yep.
And then I clicked a pic.
Nice.
No. But
I'm going to fuck your mom tomorrow, and I'm your new dad, so I'm the boss.
That's Carano Counseling 101.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to seduce your mom. We're going to get married, and you're going to call me dad.
I'm going to wait until she wants breakfast. I'm going to swoop in, bring her breakfast,
and
it never fails.
Works. Yeah, you know what I
that
found?
That is so lurky, Mike.
No, it's not.
Ooh,
it's
you're
not.
Hungry,
it,
huh?
It proves that you're a good listener.
It does it.
Yeah, it does.
Were you nervous at all when you're like walking
nope.
up to her and be like, I have your breakfast?
Not
like
one goddamn bit.
Like she'd be like, how did you know I was hungry? Oh,
I was introduced to her. I heard her say to somebody else, I'm starving.
When was it?
I was 1991.
91.
I was going
10
to get
years
some
before
food.
I saw him doing
five.
I was going to get some food and I stopped and got
she
her
was
some
five.
Food. And I came back and I just set it down in front of her. And like an hour later, she went, how'd you know I was hungry? I go, I heard you. I was
would you get
talking.
Her McDonald's
like
breakfast?
A breakfast burrito or something. Mm-hmm. And then I invited her and her dad to the show that night to see Jake Johansson. Mm-hmm. And then like 3 months later, she called me up and invited me to a movie. And we just started making out.
Why 3 months?
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. She didn't
what
call
movie?
Me like 3 months.
What movie did you just go see?
Yeah.
Howard's End.
Oh my God. That's coming. That's being released again next week.
Really?
I don't know what that is.
Anthony Hopkins.
It's
very
terrible.
Boring. Very boring.
How
that's
do you
a red grave.
I totally pretended like I enjoyed it.
Because you always remember the movies that you make out in.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah,
and then we went and stood in front of 91X, the radio station, and made out there, and mm-hmm. the mosquitoes were biting the fuck out of me, and I pretended like I couldn't feel it.
I totally know that mindset. It's awful. God, kids are so terrible.
Then I went down on her in a hotel room.
All right, so we don't need to. Where was her dad for that?
He was filming.
And while you're doing that, the bed bugs were biting you.
And I pretended
and
like
I absolutely ignored it. I was diagnosed with full-blown AIDS. And I ignored it.
Jillian's telling me they got like a vaccination for that now. You
oh, yeah?
get it, and so you just totally repel the AIDS.
Thank God.
Michael
Thank
Phelps
God.
Has AIDS. Heard it here first. Michael Phelps, AIDS.
What?
Yeah. See those lesions? You ever seen lesions?
Heard it here first.
He does the cupping
He's
shit.
Got lesions.
What is the cupping thing?
It's
for AIDS.
It's
He's
like
got
an
AIDS.
Ancient Chinese secret. They like put these cups and they pull blood.
Drew
it's not
would be very
to,
upset.
It's not proven to do anything.
Anything
yeah,
at all.
What,
it
I heard
makes
that
you look
part.
Like you have AIDS on national broadcasts once every 4 years. We were reminiscing about the time that I hung up on Michael Phelps before the program began.
I've thought about it every single time
every
he
time
swims. Every time he swims, I think about you going, yeah, dude, sorry, wrong number.
I don't think he was even that polite. I think I'm like, wrong fucking number because I get really pissed.
Yeah, hippie.
And then there's this pause, and as
you smell
him,
like chlorine, fag.
You were the, hey, I didn't say that.
I just think it's funny to break that word out every now and then.
Were you there when it happened?
We've done it twice in the past year.
Is this Michael?
Yeah.
Wait, that didn't happen.
What?
That
Mike
did
Phelps?
Not happen. What are you?
He called. I was there. I was doing the fucking social media.
He
shit,
called
because his still current fiance, whatever, was on the show, mm-hmm. Miss California,
mm-hmm.
and he called in to right. talk to her, but yes. he called the wrong number. Well, he called the special line.
I think
line
he was
just
supposed
to
call
to
my number, and then I was going to transfer him over or something. But I had forgotten about that. And every now and again, back in the Loveline days, the idiot guest would give out my direct line rather than the 1-800 line through Twitter on the old Twitter machine over there. And so a lot of time, about once every 3 nights, I get a call from a stoner going, is this Loveline? And I go, wrong fucking number, or call 800. I'd be pissed at different levels of anger.
Yeah.
And
because sometimes the bands would put out, like, give us a call on Loveline, and yeah. they give the contact
number
that Anne had given them.
Yeah, which was mine. She never gave him her number, strangely. What are you doing, Anne? Why do you give him my number? So,
speaking of, have you guys talked?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, and what kind of progress?
So I stoner calls up, hey, is this Loveline? And I'm like, wrong fucking number, wrong number. And I slam the phone. And then Ann wanders in like 10, 15 minutes later. And she's like kind of frazzled, right? And she's like, has Michael Phelps called yet? I'm like, oh. Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't call from underwater.
I think maybe he did.
You're surprised.
He's always called from underwater.
He's
always practicing.
He does too much spitting. So I luckily figured out this antiquated phone with directories and back lines and all this caller ID, and I found his number, which I still have, and I called him back. And
we should
call him nonplussed.
We should call him on the after disaster and say congratulations.
I called him up, and wouldn't it be weird if you called him and like he's in mid stroke and you're watching and
he pulls
like,
his phone
out of
his bathing suit?
Yeah, that'd be really.
He
odd.
Still wins.
That'd be almost as odd as him calling up and being like in the water.
I can just delete this section.
So, Phelpies, I call him back, and I'm
you guys
like,
hey, that kind of closeness where you can call him Phelpy?
You were there. You were there for that. Ty, you were there for the callback.
Phelpenstein was coming.
I was there
coming.
For all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, oh, like, sorry, man. Like, I just, like, didn't, like, you didn't speak up, or I don't know what you said, but you made some sort of excuse.
I made it like his
fault. Like,
yeah. I made his
fault. I get like calls on this all the time. You know, yeah. Oh, man, we'll get you on there like real quick. And
here's what
the worst on there.
Yeah, yeah. He was like,
same,
all right.
Funny thing is the same thing happened to Aquaman.
He's good at swimming.
Sure, right, okay. He was, just terrible. Yeah.
Hold on,
it.
Mark Spitz is on line 7.
Anthony Weiner.
The only other swimmer I've ever heard of in my entire
Greg
life.
Greg Louganis?
Wait, I thought you were talking about.
He's a diver, though.
He's a diver.
Wait, isn't Spitz the guy that, the political dude?
Spitz? No.
Elliot Spitzer?
Spitzer. Yeah.
Very different.
I'm sick,
Mark
guys. I'm
Spitz
very sick.
was the most decorated Olympic athlete, if I'm not mistaken, until Michael Phelps.
Phelpy?
Is that correct?
Phelpy, yeah. So he won his 21st award, I think. A couple. And he wins, right? And then he starts asking the audience to applaud for him. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. Sorry.
You see this?
No, he did, but that's because he was in a rivalry with that Claude
Leclerc
guy.
Anytime you ask for applause, it is disgusting.
Ego.
Is it not?
Yeah, sort of.
Is it weird? It's like, please manufacture something that I should be humble
about.
It's
weird. Does he think there's an audio recording going out that no one's going to hear?
If you're a band and you're recording live, like Mike brings up a good point, you would want, that's the only time I think you would really want it to sound louder than it really was. Like anytime you're like, let's hear it, give it up again. It's like,
no live.
Don't ask me to clap.
No television, with the exception of SNL, but no television show does a close up on the applause sign as there's applause happening.
With the exception of SNL. Yeah.
We all know it's there.
It'd be like
we can all see it.
It's
the only
same
thing they can't see it is the camera.
Like asking people to clap is not that far off from like asking people to laugh.
Jeb Bush had the greatest please clap of all
please
time.
Please clap.
Please clap.
But if like comedians would be like, laugh more at that, please.
Yeah,
it's
big
the same
laugh,
thing,
big
right?
Big laugh.
So Phelps is like he's a comedian who tells a good joke, and then he looks at the audience and he's saying, "Give me more laughter. Give me more laughter."
Yeah, or it's like when you're the fucking if Sydney is out there going like get the crowd pumped up.
Yeah,
and still you think you break it down, they're all asking please cheer for me.
This is going to be this sort of ties in.
It's disgusting.
Mm.
I heard,
but no, not if it's cheer for me. If it's like get hype about this event,
let them just get hyped about it.
There's a different level.
Don't tell them to get hyped.
Granted,
people are just going to start to clap.
He's at the pinnacle of his sport. But I still think it's creepy and weird. But your story reminded me of a story that Henry Rollins mentioned about how he had always dreamt of going on stage with his arms up in the air, like victorious, to huge applause.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned how Ozzy does it. And Ozzy comes out with his hands up in the air, and it just seems appropriate.
Right.
You know, like, I'm here, everybody. Right. And people are going crazy, and I'm like, this is rad. And Rollins said he did it once to nothing. And he goes, you just realized it's who you are and where you're at. He said, tonight's the night.
They're like, why is that roadie raising his hands?
He went out and he raised his fist. And no one did anything.
He put both of his hands up in the air. But you know how what this ties into is my eagle.
I would think whoever's paying to see him would be excited to see fists up or no.
But it's a dangerous thing. It's like calling your shot. Like coming out with your hands up in the air is... Well, the reason I stopped doing it was because
When did you start doing it?
I know how we're coming to our next live show.
I'll tell you where.
We are doing that, by the way, aren't we?
I'll tell you where. No, I don't know. I don't know.
What? Wait, you don't know?
I gotta go to the club and find out what the group is.
I know, but Mike talked me into it last night.
I don't know.
Oh, thank you for the consulting.
I canceled the date, and then Anderson said we should probably do it, and then the improv.
No, that's not how it worked. He said that they were pissed and that we weren't able to get future dates because he keeps canceling things, which I didn't even know about. I said, fine, we'll figure something out.
It was booked probably a month and a half ago, but I didn't talk about it because I wasn't going to. It just said Mike Carano. And I canceled it.
Can you lie to them and say, I thought that means I was scheduled to tear the tickets that night?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you meant to be
on
stage.
You had a party here years ago.
You're talking about my house. Yes, I had a couple parties at my house when I first moved in, yes.
And I came in with my arms raised.
You did?
To the party.
I didn't realize that.
And somebody made fun of it. Mm-hmm. And
why did you do that?
So, I don't know. I just went like, I'm here. And somebody made fun of it and made fun of me for like a minute about it. About
who was it?
I don't remember, and I swear to God I don't remember. I left
your
party.
Was it a male or a female?
A male.
Was he tall?
It would be Mickey.
It
would be Mickey or Poopich, but I don't think Poopich would.
I left your party to go to Bobcat's house, and I walked in and was telling him the story about how I entered your house and did that, and somebody was making fun of me, and he goes, you did that here, too. He goes, you opened the front door and put your hands up and walked through. And I was like, where did that start?
You know, a lot of times...
But I haven't done it since then.
I get it, though. I do that.
You do the, when you walk in like you're coming to a cool, like, laid-back metal club. You'll open the door, and you'll walk in, and you'll do, like, the rock horns, and you do this, like bass player looking out to the crowd, lifts out like head nod.
Yeah, you do that quite
a bit.
You
walk and you're like,
I don't know that.
Yeah, you totally
do that. Notice that.
You're right. Tyler, you're totally right.
Jingling keys in one hand and then like.
Especially when you're at the improv. Yeah.
I don't notice that. Yeah. It's so weird now.
And next time you do it, I guarantee Tyler and I will be very excited.
I do a lot of
and we'll be like, you just did that. And his reaction, what he'll give us, will be such a letdown. And we go, oh, really, did I? I'll be upstairs in like 2 minutes.
I do a lot of acknowledging people while I'm still moving.
We're going to give Mike a complex to the point where he just enters room like a robot.
My dad gave me a complex.
Oh,
when
God,
I was
this
a kid.
Gives me the creeps.
He
now.
Said that I couldn't, like, he told me that I walked weird. I had to swing my arms more.
No.
And then I started thinking every time
that's
I took a
step.
Big,
oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Terrible. I was starting to say earlier in the show, you don't know until you have a dad, not only your father, but also he's a psychologist. So you think, oh, these things that he's doing are not going to fuck me up. Hey, they're benefit me.
It's absolutely fucking
totally
you up.
Fucking me
you
up.
Don't, people don't understand the harm they can do by fucking how you can fuck people up.
That's show me
okay,
book.
You know what's embarrassing now? Is I just realized when I was in Oxnard the other night, I didn't want to go all the way in the kitchen to say goodnight. I kicked open the door and I did the devil horns in the door and said, yelled goodnight. I honestly went, goodnight. And I thought it just in my head.
The Oxnard Improv?
Sweet. Yeah.
It's fine. These are the kind of things that I ruminate on when I smoke weed and I start to like get autistic curl up in a ball. I like imagine myself like, oh, my fuck, what did they think when I kicked open that door and did that? Like, that's so
but you
staged.
Could, you could, it, when you're
natural.
Young.
That's yourself evaluating your ego.
I know.
But you
I
can
hate
really,
it.
Really damage people. Because imagine if you.
I'm going to do a lot of experiments on Atticus to see.
Imagine if you had a daughter and she was like 10 and you just went. She's like, I feel like I'm fat. And you went, you look fat. You have a fat-looking face, and I don't think there's anything you can do about it. That's going to stick with her till the day she's fucking dead.
My dad had a Polaroid picture, and I was like 6 years old, maybe five, maybe six. My little brother,
tiny penis on the bottom.
My little brother remembers it like it happened yesterday. He still quotes it and brings it up. It's the funniest thing my brother ever heard at the time. And I was a pudgy little kid. And my belly was like sticking out a little bit. And my dad took.
Every kid has a little kid belly.
Yeah. My dad had me walking laps when I was 10 years old to lose pounds. Yeah. And he said I could get like a Lamborghini, one of those, what do you call those things you put together? Model car?
Yeah.
Well, I lost a pound. And I'm growing.
Keith's dad built a little. We'll have his friend build a little Lamborghini.
Stop doing the callback.
We're going to build you a little treadmill from Hobby Lobby.
I'm not kidding you. I bought the Lamborghini because I lost a pound somehow miraculously. It's really hard to lose pounds when you're like a little kid growing. And I remember getting high a little bit on the glue from that model kit and really
everything.
Enjoying it.
So that's
really
started
enjoyed
everything.
It. No, but he took, I was probably 6 years old, he took the Polaroid picture, which had, like, you know, they had sharp edges.
10.
Remember the sharp edges?
Yeah.
I said, I was six, five or six.
I think you said 10.
My brother remembers it well, so I might have been like seven. Anyways, my dad said it was very simple, but I'll never, ever forget it. My brother never forgot it because he thought it was hilarious. He poked my belly with the corner of the Polaroid
True
and
blood.
Said, maybe this will pop the bellers.
The bellers?
That's what he called my belly at the time. Mm. And I remember
Sounds
being
like a
horribly
term.
Ashamed.
Pop the bellers.
Maybe this will pop the bellers. And he was poking
something
my stomach.
Something you hear on a ship or something?
And my that's brother
a, this is
where,
this is
laughed a lot.
That's terrible behavior. And I can't believe you're not worse off than you really are.
I'm pretty fucked up, kids.
But
I'm
I mean, that is up. Unbelievable. That
so
a dad
listeners,
that
when they see
son.
You should come up to you now and poke your belly and say, pop the bellers.
Oh, whenever yeah, good, if good anyone news. Makes fun of me at all about the weight, it always cuts right to the core.
Because that
like,
is
on the Film Vault live show. The first comment underneath it.
Good thing that didn't happen.
Or
in
second
a cult.
Comment was, is that Orson Welles referring to me? Orson was a large man.
Maybe you're saying because you're a great
no I
director.
Don't, I don't think man. So. No, I don't think so.
It's really horrible if you think about that. You know what? You should
should sue my dad retroactively.
You should raise your kids exactly the same way.
Well, it's hard to get Polaroids these days, so.
So speaking of ego and applause and whatnot, Soto's.
Yeah.
My kid with gigantism.
Bringing it back.
All week he wanted to, the last night is the last campfire we do, and it's kind of like the kids take over and they do a bunch of
Kill
skets.
Kill one kid.
Sketches, skits, and songs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about it a lot last year. They can sign up and do whatever. They can do solo acts if they want. They can do something as a cab, and they can just do like a duet.
It's like the Wet Hot American Summer, the last night of camp.
A bunch of kids go up, and Soto's all week long from the beginning. He was saying, "I want to go up there. I want to do a rap. I'm gonna do a rap at the end of camp, and everyone's gonna cheer my name. They're gonna cheer my name." And I was thinking, okay, this is happening.
Do you walk out with his arms up?
How are we to deal with this? Because I can't imagine him actually.
See Michael Phelps. Begging for applause. That's what you're doing by saying you want people to cheer your name.
That's what I think of when I see like a grown adult of sound mind asking people to cheer. It's like, everybody's are you a kid at camp with severe disabilities? So he was writing his rap, and everything was about the rap. Like if he wasn't upset about, you know, his back hurting, because he had the worst scoliosis you can imagine. It looked like his chest was like sideways, tilted all the time. And he just and he had these giant hands. I'll show you guys a picture of my cabin after the show. But he just always looked like in pain. He looked like one of those like African kids because his head was so big, you know. And he was writing lyrics, and he was working on it quite a bit until it was like probably 3 days in, and I looked at the notebook. I'm like, hey, Soto's, can I see what you wrote? He had one, maybe two words written. I don't know if G-Unit is two words or one word. Is that one word?
Probably.
It's all he had written. He had been working on it for a while.
So he's going to freestyle it then.
My co-counselor, Dodger Dave, actually helped him a lot throughout the week. He was great.
Dave Roberts?
He had had him before. His name was Dodger Dave, was my co-counselor. And he had ended up writing a rap. And the night of the campfire comes. And all he can talk about all week is this campfire and how he's going to go up and do his thing. He's sleeping right across from me. So I'm putting on a CPAP machine every night. And one night he was snoring so bad, the CPAP machine wasn't working. I felt like a mechanic. I was up in the middle of the night with my flashlight in my mouth. And I was trying to readjust the straps and like jiggle it. And he was not waking up at all. And then I would get it.
You can
so
tell you're a mechanic.
He
would
stop
jiggling it.
Stop snoring. Yeah, like a mechanic would.
You'd leave him a bill?
And I'd go back to my bed, and right as my head hit the pillow, it would start again. I got like 2 hours of sleep that night, I think.
You were like red.
For Soto's.
With the new
I was thinking about Red. I was totally thinking about Red from Clam Oz. Yes. You don't watch Orange is the New Black, but there's
I've seen a few episodes,
snored.
But I haven't seen it lately.
So I'm helping Soto's get ready now. It's time for last campfire, last night of the week. And he has special, like, Jordan, like, unscuffed, gray, beautiful-looking shoes that he has.
You should definitely bring those to camp.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't see them all week. They've been in his bag.
Still shouldn't bring those to camp.
And they're for the last night campfire. He has like a brand new Seahawks jersey that he's ready to bust out. Here's how Soto spends time at home, because I asked all the kids, you know, like, if you were at 7 o'clock Friday, what would you be doing right now if you were at home? You know, I'd be playing video games, I'd be at my friend's house. It gets to Soto's. I'd be watching the NFL draft. I'm like, well, that happened a while ago. T-voted. I watch it again and again. I'm like, ooh, so that's how you spend your time? Soto's, a little bit off, right? It's campfire.
I mean, I guess I'm glad he found something he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. He couldn't tell me who was picked fourth. He knew the first three.
So
Soto's is about to get up. And you got to understand, guys, he moves very slowly.
That was a sarcastic idiot, I said. So I don't want to get letters.
And Sotos is like, Sotos is on deck, and yeah.
Who's in the hole?
He got Cabin 8 was in the hole, and he got announced. It's like now from Cabin 9, Sotos. I'm just using the name of the syndrome, rather.
Yeah, yeah.
And he fucking runs out there. His first 5 steps are like lightning quick, and I don't even recognize this kid. I'm like, who is this person right now? He's standing up straighter than he ever has. And he goes, I'm gonna do a rap. G Unit. I got my Lambo. Buy my Lamborghini. Pick up the girls. Taking them to football practice. Won 4 championships with the Raiders. And then he says his name, and everyone just started chanting his name. It happened just the way he wanted
it
to happen.
Wow.
I was like tearing up.
Wow.
It was great. He stumbled at one point, and he called his dad. I need some help. He didn't even use a microphone. He just projected his voice. And like, you can barely hear him when you're just talking to him in the cabin. But like, he saved
like
it
he,
all
he
for that one
help
moment.
For...
He got lost in his rap a little bit. So one of the
you're
girls.
Like, I don't know. Women are bitches?
One
I
of the
don't
girls
know.
In the.
What is it?
In the older cabin came on a stage with him, and she looked, and she kind of whispered what the next word was in his ear. And then he pushed her away. He's like, all right.
Did she throw a couple N words in there to spice it up?
So it was good. Like, she didn't rewrite the thing, but that was really good. And yeah, it was
good. That's a sweet story.
Sotos.
Did that bring a tear to your eye?
Yeah, every time that I cried this week at camp, it was him or the little lowdown syndrome kid. There was some great kids up there. There was sure. I had 10 total, but you know, I spent a lot of time with the kids that needed more help than others, so I neglected some of the other kids.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating though, because you feel like
some great kids up there that I didn't really get to spend time with. They need like, you know, some good role modeling and attention as well. But that's how it happened. There was three. I had 2 other co-counselors, so we were pretty well distributed. But there's so many meds, so many issues. I really thought he was going to die a couple times.
How do they? What are the liabilities there? Like, if you're responsible for giving them their medication,
well, we have nurses and doctors and whatnot, and they come by and they administer the meds like at mealtime. Every now and again, like when we have to sleep in the teepees, and he had a CPAP machine, and I'm like, well, we can't sleep in the teepees, or at least Sotos can't because he has a CPAP machine.
You got an extension
and
cord.
There's like no electricity. They're like, oh, we'll run a very, very long extension cord.
Does everyone get offensive Indian names when you sleep in the teepees?
No.
Like Chief No Breathe.
No, we did not do that.
Yeah,
Chief No Breathe needs
nothing
CPAP.
To do with Native Americans didn't even get brought up at all, which is equally offensive,
what?
I guess.
Yeah, sort of. Just ignore the whole thing.
They're just like, oh, white people made teepees.
Ignore it.
Oh, these teepees were made by white people, probably.
Were they? Are they real teepees or are they like the cement teepees?
No, they're like real teepees, like the canvas.
So you're freezing.
I was cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
did you sleep in like a big bear rug though?
Can you build a fire inside of them?
No.
Well, then why are you sleeping
in there?
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
Give the kids a chance to sleep outside and look at the stars.
Cabin,
sleep
like
in there.
50 feet away.
The cabin was probably 100 yards away. It was kind of upsetting. Yeah, I'm like, I will sleep in the cabin with another counselor and Sotos, and then you know somebody else could be
did
with the
rest
of
the. Did
you guys
know a football field is an acre?
No.
Because I did not know that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You sure?
I heard someone say on the radio.
Mm. A kid actually.
They were trying to put the fire into terms people don't understand. He goes, a football field is an acre.
About an acre?
I think he said.
It's got
I think
it can't be exactly an acre.
It might be.
Kid was asking me at camp, like, how big an acre is. And I was like, about that soccer field, but maybe not. I don't
and
know.
You're like, Green Acres is the place for me.
You didn't do that?
I didn't sing that.
Is it weird? This is obviously your first time at camp with a child on the way. Was that?
Yeah.
Did that give it a different
lens? I don't think that I was able to actually fully let go and be at camp like 100%. I caught myself counting how many more activities I had and how many more meals I had before I was going
to
go
home. Because
you're
trying to get home to take care of Jillian?
Yeah. I just felt a little bit guilty about being up there. I was like, kind of having irrational fears of a big earthquake happening and me not being able to get back to my family.
Big
so it wasn't like it wasn't seeing the kids and being
family.
Like, what if
that could have happened?
I know.
It wasn't. You weren't. You weren't thinking that like this could happen to your kid. It wasn't that vibe.
Meteors are happening right now, right?
I have all sorts of fears of all that happening possibly.
Meteor shower,
guys.
What?
I guess I'll save that for the cinematics thing we're gonna do. But I saw the Werner Herzog doc on the internet.
Which one?
Lo and behold,
what is that?
It's a documentary about Werner Herzog. He has lots of interests and questions as you'd imagine about the internet. And he gets them answered.
The Pokemon Go?
What kind of questions do you think Werner Herzog has about the internet? Just imagine.
You heard his Pokemon Go interview, right?
No, what is that?
An acre is 76% of a football field.
Idiot.
Not
really?
100%. Yeah.
A little less.
Yeah.
Huh. Like to the 30-yard line. Or maybe without the end zones.
So is that documentary available or did you see it?
I got a screener of it and I watched it yesterday and it's phenomenal. It's fucking great. I love it. And he's all over it. His documentaries are always great. This one in particular is fascinating.
So it's about him. He did a documentary about himself?
No. He did a documentary about the internet. It opens up on the UCLA campus. And Werner is saying, these
I
students
am here trying to do what is known
no
as
idea.
Logging on.
I am looking at the college girls.
He
good place. Good place for college
the
chicks.
The birthplace of college is a great place for college chicks.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the best places.
UCLA,
you know,
is
what's
little,
even better? The high school parking lot.
Ooh,
this little
junior college is better.
Mm, yeah, because they have
less self-esteem.
Yes, way less.
More.
Less money.
More ego. Or less ego.
Should we be concerned that there's one bar left on the batteries?
Nope.
If it dies, does it take the file with
we,
it?
If we want a drink, are we concerned there's only one bar left open? Nope.
What?
It's a good day.
I know. Mike Positive Toronto. I'm trying to come up with a camp nickname.
I said that to a counselor up there. I think she was like one of the directors, one of the Mucky Wuck. And her name.
I thought you said there's no Indian names.
There's like Mellow Marshmallow. People are named after food quite a bit.
Mucky Wuck.
And I said if we were named after what we take in, I'd be called Whiskey and Cigarettes. And she didn't laugh at all. And she just looked upset.
I'd be called Throbbing Jail Cock.
What?
No, I was saying if you were trying to shock
jail
somebody.
Cock.
Yeah, like you're getting it.
Throbbing jail cock.
Throbbing
strong like river mountain.
Fuck like eagle coming over tonight for dinner. What are you making?
Werner asks if the internet's one of the main questions. He's talking to these super intelligent scientists.
Yeah.
And who, you know, were there of the advent of the internet, which was invented first.
What do you do when you've written the password and you save it, but then it just becomes the stars and then you have to remember what your password is, but you can never get it
magic.
Back? Who has the stars? Who gives me
the
truth?
So he's talking to these super guys, intelligent guys that were there for October 1969. The first message was ever transmitted via the internet. Essentially,
it was hello. An 8 and 5 equal signs and a D.
Yeah, it was 8008.
Okay,
5.
So what'd they say?
Boobs.
Have you sent
boobs
dick pics?
So his question is. Is this? Sorry, hold on. Will the internet ever dream, or does it dream now? What, Werner?
The internet isn't a self-aware thing.
But the scientists, masters of science, in this case, was not us. It was these other actual scientists. They were like really taken aback by that question, and they ponder it for quite some time and give you some interesting answers.
Mm.
Elon Musk is in it.
Oh,
yeah, mm. It's really good. Lo and behold, and if you guys have not seen Gleason yet, holy shit.
No.
Oh, Gleason.
I don't know what that is.
Gleason. It's about the guy that gets the ALS as he's got a kid on the way.
Oh, yeah.
He used to play for the Saints.
You told us you watched it twice and cried twice.
Yeah.
Like a bitch.
Yeah, just like a bitch.
No, I'll probably cry too.
Masters of Science.
Yeah.
I think I came up with something pretty great at camp, and it was something I had thought about a long time ago, but I'd forgotten all about it. And maybe it's something, maybe it's out there. Or maybe I'm on, I don't know. But listen to this. This is real. If we could travel faster than the speed of light.
Okay, this is already pointless.
We could do the show anywhere.
Possibly. And put a camera there.
Mm-hmm.
And then shoot back
mm-hmm.
at the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We'd see the past.
Mm.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Strangely, I saw
I think that's right?
No, because the light would be distorted. I saw a thing about this because they were talking about...
I didn't invent this. I'm not the master of science.
Interstellar. Remember they go down onto the planet where time...
Mm-hmm.
is faster or
yes.
They're down there and the other guy's still up in the thing and like he lives up alone for like 20 years
right.
like waiting for them to get back. They were talking about like, well, if he had a camera to like film down or whatever, would it he wouldn't see it in real time
mm-hmm.
because the time shift or whatever, and they were talking about how like everything would be out of phase and it would just essentially be a blur because the light is being emitted at different points as it like rotates and it just becomes it would just be a gobbledygook mush.
How does this That's result it. In me being happier?
I thought you were going to say getting a blowjob or something.
So I can get a blowjob. I can get my rocket craft and go out and watch me getting a blowjob and jerk off to it and get back to enjoy the actual blowjob.
It would be great if like the world's greatest scientists were super just horn dogs. So all the great advancements were just
just to see boobs.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like what
I think that's probably where
you,
a lot of it.
Okay,
comes
what
from.
If you were like
I
the
think
Flash.
Ultimately boobs are at the end of the end
yeah.
of the.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, you can be the dumbest fuck living in a trailer.
If we didn't have a sex drive, if we just spontaneously butted or whatever,
what the
and
hell?
We didn't have like sex like in the culture, I wonder how far back we'd be on everything, or it would be forward.
Or,
maybe
I think
we'd
be ahead on some stuff, and I think in the arts we would be in the dust.
Yeah,
there'd
be
no
art.
Music,
no music,
no musicians. Music.
Well, at least no male musicians.
I think girls might be in charge of everything.
They could very well be.
So
if they'd actually be
it
trying to get stuff
okay.
done, we'd be like, I mean, these video games you guys made are pretty cool, so I'm just going to keep playing these.
It's kind of happening right now. A lot of these kids, like, they don't even... They're
I heard
even
that. I heard
girls.
The kids don't have a sex drive as much.
They evidently, from what I've experienced at camp here and there, not
the
nearly like
fuck?
It used to be.
I heard this like on a show. A doctor was talking about it, and she was saying the sex drive now is like...
Honestly,
like
that might be good for the fucking planet.
Yeah, but she said they're not interested in having sex. They're interested in other stuff. And I was like, what a bunch of duds. D-U-D-S duds!
Mike, you maybe could help out.
That's what I'm
the
trying to do. That's what
that,
I'm
that
saying.
That population.
Is,
speaking of super smart people, as in Mr. Stephen Hawking, I read an excerpt from an interview he did a while back with John Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
And John Oliver was like, you know, what's it like having that voice talk for you? And, you know, he's like, yeah, it's so great.
John Oliver's the guy from Last Weekend or Update or whatever.
Speak to people and blah, blah, blah.
John Oliver, that guy?
Yeah. And he's like, well, how do we know it's not just the computers talking? Like, how do we know that that this is actually you behind the thought and not just like this smart computer that's like trapped you or whatever? And he's like, oh, like, interesting question. And he's like, well, you can tell because...
We're out of time, John. Go do a commercial.
I forget what he says, but or he goes, Stephen Hawking just goes, you're an idiot. And John Oliver goes, yeah, but is that you saying that or is it the computer? And
there's no way to tell.
And Hawking goes, we both are. Got him.
That's pretty great.
That is pretty good. Yeah, you don't know.
Do you get kids up at camp with like the robot voice?
No.
Damn it.
No. But we used to have like these wheelchairs that could like, you know, go over any terrain. They had like inflatable wheels
great.
And whatnot.
Like, Mars,
and this
like
year,
moon lander. Yeah.
They just
things?
Gave me like the regular old wheelchair, which doesn't go in sand or gravel. And then we have dirt roads. It was awful.
One.
So every time that we were going over to that, I'm like, Soto, get up. You got to push your own wheelchair because I'm not pushing your ass
around.
Have you
seen the Segways that have the off-road tires?
No.
They rent them at Wild Animal Park.
Is it like, they should be the size of like monster truck. Wheels.
They're just like three
cars in the parking
lot.
They're like that. They're like that, but they can go all through right, sand and stuff. And they've got them at the. You
inches.
Can rent them at the Wild Animal Park if you want to take the tour without getting
and
in the bus.
And they're silent
can,
too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing.
They shouldn't let people wild in the Wild Animal Park with
Segways.
Lo and behold, the documentary Werner did. They also talk about this is one place where they have this giant satellite that's looking for signals from space, mm-hmm. right, from other cultures.
SETI, S-E-T-I.
I don't know. And he doesn't go into detail. It's a Werner Herzog documentary. Some of these people that are talking, he doesn't even give like their credentials. They're just talking with computers behind them.
We could be in.
It's so good though. So it's this giant. He doesn't. I don't even know what country it's in, but this is giant satellite out in the field. And one of the biggest rules is like in a 5 mile circumference or something. I'm kind of forgetting the exact details, but there's not allowed to have any kind of cell phones, no radios, no because it's interference.
Okay.
So they don't want to have any kind of interference, and the fucking crazy people like the brother on Better Call Saul who thinks that he interfered like all this electron and Wi-Fi is like going into his bones, like they live out there. There's a bunch of like fucking people that think technology is evil
to
and
like get around
them.
So they're using it as like a shield.
Yeah. Well, not even a shield, it's just like you're not allowed to have
they
any
live
kind
in
of
the zone
technology around
why
this
would they
giant
why would
satellite.
That be open to public life?
I think that they probably would like to rent out spots to some people that are, you know, not wanting to use modern technology. Help fund the thing. It's like it's a total byproduct of the actual purpose. You know what I mean? It's pretty great. Lo and behold.
Hey.
Bricks.
Hey, Bricks. That's my dog. His name's Stanley. He lives here. How about you stop being a dick?
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys, Mike more than Tyler, watch Trump say things like this thing that he said about Hillary Clinton and the NRA the other day?
And
kind of like...
Second Amendment?
Yeah, where you heard about what... And kind of like understand it because you could see yourself doing the same exact thing?
I could see myself saying something stupid like that because
yeah, like
I'm... Because
that's
I'm,
how my brain works.
Because
like,
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Not because I'm...
Malicious. But no, he's just speaking off the cuff. Like, I could see a lot of, like, people
yeah, however,
in front of an audience.
I don't, it makes me really worry that he's got followers when he
well,
says.
Well, I brought that up to Jillian, and she said, yeah, I could absolutely see you saying something like that, making that connection. But there's no way in hell you should ever run for president.
Yeah.
And I was really
exactly
offended.
Right. That's right.
I was offended. My wife should want me to be the ruler of the world.
I don't know about that. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not even the president of this goddamn house.
Nope, you're not.
No.
I'm not in the president of my house.
But I shouldn't.
You're vice president at Sam's house.
Spouse to like want.
I don't.
Your spouse should believe in you to the point that she thinks you could run the world.
I totally disagree.
No.
That's like waiting for a prince on a white horse to come swinging through you. Everyone makes everybody makes sacrifices and compromises. And obviously her first choice would be a presidential style guy.
What? Style guy?
No, obviously if we all had our choice, I'd go I'll take the super funny supermodel that's really a sweetheart and loves me and just wants to have sex all the time. Mm. But then you make compromises, and you realize she's got weaknesses and faults, and that pesky period every month.
Not really.
Anderson was,
no, but you know what I'm saying? There's no one's wife thinks, I want my husband to be president. Because there's no way you can get to know the real person and think that person should be the president. There's just no fucking way.
Oh, no, not that this road again. We're going to get in trouble.
If you're the wife of the president, you know their secrets, and you don't think they should be president, you think that you have the power.
What if you're the husband of the president?
Oh, yeah. You think you have the power to keep them in line.
You watch House of Cards and other politicians, and I believe even some ex-presidents have watched that and been quoted as saying that it's super realistic.
I've heard that too. I heard
that
Bill Clinton
terrifying.
Say that. Yeah,
it was
absolutely,
Clinton.
Absolutely terrifying.
And if Clinton's saying that that's a realistic rendition of how
but
this
you know
go
what?
Down,
okay.
And he's like a model for that show.
We say some,
and we're
dumb,
about to have it.
We say some dumb stuff to try to be funny. I do especially try to be funny, and it's I regret some of it, and some of it I'm just like it was shock trying to be funny, but
shock.
I know in
that's
my
when
head.
People ask me about my friend Mike Rono, I'm like he's like a shock jock.
My friend.
Dude, you guys see him when he comes into a room.
Thank God you call me a friend. Thank you for being... I know in my dumb, fucking, uneducated head that there is no place for you as a presidential candidate to even slightly imply that somebody should be shot. Ever. Under any circumstances, unless you're talking about killing people in other countries for oil.
Right.
Then okay.
But I mean, you can't just. I find it like repulsive that he said that. Like, I think it's.
I know, but I don't think that he planned to say it. It's not like he wrote it in a speech.
No, but you're just
it
like,
was like a.
It's a moreover indicator of like you're not fit to be in the position that you
yes,
are.
Yes, and you're goading really dumb people. That are like, yeah.
Well, no, but it both ways. If he's doing it on purpose, you're unfit. If you're
shooting
just the guy that lets
hip.
That fly out, like you're also like you shouldn't be in that position.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. I agree, but I do appreciate the hearing honesty from an actual candidate.
Wouldn't it be funny? If
I thought
this
the baby
election...
thing was funny. The baby thing was totally.
The baby thing was great.
What was the baby
thing?
I missed the baby.
When he kicked the baby out,
he kicked a baby out.
The baby's
crying,
and he goes, "Look at that baby! I love,
love
babies.
Babies.
Love
beautiful.
Babies.
Don't we love babies, everybody?"
And then he goes,
"Get it out of here."
In case you don't know, I'm joking. I don't like it.
He goes, "Just kidding. Get that baby out of here."
And he goes.
That's all the people like. So all the news was just like Trump kicks baby.
Because
out of
I don't really want to get interrupted by a baby. I would love.
I appreciate that.
And then
I would just like a happy medium. I would like to have a candidate who actually speaks from the hip but doesn't say stupid shit.
That's me. I like the idea. I like the idea of Hillary.
Could they be more polar opposites this year?
No. I like the idea of Hillary Clinton matching him on dumb things, tit for tat. And I because my first thought was since this is already disturbing. And this is going to a place I never thought it would go, where a candidate is on stage calling other people stupid.
Right.
I'd like to see Hillary Clinton goes, I got $10,000 for the first person to put a bullet in Trump.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I want to see it go back and forth. No, but you know what I mean? I want to see them like just go balls to the walls,
like, totally
ignorant. Yeah, like, and then he go, I have $1 million for somebody to slit her throat. And then she's like, okay. I got positions in cabinet.
Are we going to get a call from the Secret Service?
Not if I delete
this. Like, if you say shit like this and then they have to, like, come investigate, do you have to, like, pay them?
Here's your bill from the
Secret
Service.
You know how, like, if, like, the fire department has to come out, you got to, like, pay the fire department?
No.
This can't.
Should that be, like, touched up, though? Because, I mean, if this shows up, you know, it's going to be on iTunes forever, and one of them is going to be president, right? So it's kind of talking about the president, even though it's from...
No, it's even their candidates. They don't have to be president.
Yeah.
But they will be president when this is still being listened to months from now.
Well, also, you can't threaten a regular. I wasn't threatening anybody. I was painting a scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our listeners, too, they get clever with the old out of context drops.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we mark that. No. Okay. Just bleep it.
Mentally
no?
marked.
No, I'm not going to slit your throats. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. Even if it's just not president or not, you don't say that about a lady. Slit the throat of a lady.
Now you're going the opposite. Now you're kissing ass. That's what I was going to say. You respect a woman.
You guys going to vote?
Respect that ass.
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
I'll be voting.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Got to
vote for other stuff.
California.
Got to legalize weed.
I'm going back on the voting thing.
I'm voting for Clinton.
Bill?
Yes.
How
many people are going to write in Bill Clinton just like for the guffaws?
What's with the libertarian?
At least 1,000, right? What's with him? Kerry Johnson and Bill Weld?
Did he get his 15% so he can be part of the...
They're close.
Close?
I think they're polling at like 11 or 12%.
I'd like to see a third guy up there just be ignored by Trump. That'd be fun.
I would like to see it, except I would like to just see Hillary just crushing going against Trump, where if there's a third person, it will distract.
Yeah, well, it will also take votes away from her, not from him.
I want him to have to answer to everything and not like be able to turn to someone else.
Yeah, but I think it'd be more fun to watch him insult two people rather than one. There's always that.
Sure.
Right?
It dilutes it. He's got to focus his insults on two people.
I'm really looking forward to the debates. I think they're going to be really fun.
It's going to be insane.
Like, if I had to vote to be able to see the debates, I'd be vote. Oh. You should get some kind of something unlocked if you vote. There should be more of an incentive if they're really...
You think it's Patreon? The United States of America presents our Patreon account.
And
for the $5 subscribers, you get to watch an extra 7 minutes of debates.
Yeah. Dake, speaking of which, we're holding in our hands the thumb drives, and they are beautiful.
They're pretty cool.
We will not be signing them, though, because, first of all, how do you sign a thumb drive?
They're way too small, so sorry.
Second of all, they're beautiful. Why would you want to sign these things?
And I'll be shipping them out this weekend.
Now I want to sign one.
To the tip of his penis on each one, though.
That's nice.
Face.
I didn't. That's one of the places on my body I try to keep pristine.
Well, these are pristine, these thumb drives.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Except for someone in China assembled them, and they might have germs on their hands.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be shipping these out real soon. Tyler, I thought you guys were going to start this when I was at camp, but you're going to start this process real soon, right?
Mm-hmm, because I had to order more.
Thank you for getting... Guys, it really warms the cockles of my heart that you guys came all the way out to my house because I'm a sick little pab today.
Were these the first batch or the more?
First. But I have both.
You got both batches now? Tight. I feel much better. Thank you very much for bringing me up ginger ale, Ty Ty. I'm not as clammy as when this program began. I still feel nauseous, though.
Oyster.
No. That was the name of one of my kids, too, his nickname.
That's a weird one.
Because his name was very hard to pronounce. So he said, just call me Oyster.
You're like, Oyster. Oysters are slimy, smelly creatures. Mm-hmm. That are good delicious. In garlic sauce.
Tastes delish. Yeah. All right. Anything else, guys? Susan Pinsky would like me to let everyone know.
She wanted me to know. She wanted me to let everyone know, too.
About me?
She's a
plugger. She's a plugger, that one. But First Lady Loved, Drew's wife, Susan, wants everyone to know that I did her show, which weeks ago, but it's now available. Yeah. I talked about it on this program, but the Sharon Tate show, as well as... I'm on Dr. Drew's show talking about Loveline stuff with Bob Forrest. Both of those are available on drdrew.com.
It's probably not going to happen, but just to prep people, if you happen to be in town, there's a very slight chance we might be doing something on the 19th. Mm. I'll find out in the next 2 hours.
Why are you doing this?
Really?
Well, then what's the point of saying it now?
Well, because I don't want to, because that will be the show for that week that we'll upload. I don't want to have to.
I'm confused. Okay.
Okay.